Glory Days, the best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
With InsureMyCars.ie, get low prices and save on your car insurance today at InsureMyCars.ie.
Yes, how we doing, folks? Another Glory Days PJ and Jim's podcast. And this one, of course, on a bank holiday as well.
On a bank holiday. Officially the first of Bailton, the first weekend of the summer, officially of the Celtic summer. We've arrived. We're here. We're in the summer. The long time coming. The long wintry nights of the abominable snowman shivering in his timbers up in the woods. It's all gone. Barbecues, beer, cocktails, sausages.
Yes, and men in socks and sandals.
Yeah, Factor 5 tonic all over the place. It's got to be, it's all upon us. Thank God for that.
This bank holiday did kind of come on us kind of quick.
It does feel
like it wasn't that long ago we were having one. Now, don't get me wrong.
We're in season.
I will never complain about a bank holiday coming along.
No, we're in the season of bank holidays now. That's what I love about it. You know, we get one every month, but you get February now with Bridget and all. God loves Bridget. And then you get
March with Paddy.
March with Paddy's Day, but it's in the middle of it.
Mm.
So then you get the sort of April is Easter, and almost it feels right up the hoop of it is May Day.
Yeah.
And then we get the June bank holiday. In another couple of weeks, it's
then
brilliant.
July lets us down.
July makes up for it because you get to hear Monday songs and walk around in your shorts and all.
And then you're into August.
And
September messes up on us a little bit.
A little bit. And then, sure, the
Halloween.
World. Sure, then you get Halloween. It's all fucked then for months. But that's it. This is the joyful period. This is renewed.
That is kind of your average year, isn't it? You run from Celtic festival to Celtic festival.
What's this one called?
Bailton. So you've got sort of Bailton here now.
Yeah, well, it's
Till Halloween.
Samhain. Yeah.
So you've got that. So that's your kind of that's the
summer.
Year you live in.
Yes, it
and
is.
And then the either side of that to
shit.
You is
shit, absolute shit. Isn't it? So it is. Yeah. And from now until you're so right. Like from now until Halloween, I will absolutely be high as a kite, living it up, loving it, munching ice cream and suffering the delights of toxins that will try to destroy me one day at a time. I'm gonna be really enjoying it, you know, the whole lot of it. And then it's just the day Halloween passes, you get those jolly jingly bastards just with their stupid looking forward to winter crap all over the place. I can't be dealing with it at all. I understand why bears go to sleep for 3 months. I really do. I get it.
Maybe that's the secret for you. Maybe we need to put you into hibernation.
Hibernation
wouldn't quite suit you, you know. There'd have to be some sort of hyper element to it.
Some hyper element.
So it'd be hyper hibernation or something.
You'd have
to do it.
But it's joyful though, isn't it? It is, like, you know, the thoughts of beer gardens and all. And these are the days now you have to be very careful. It's happened to me already. It happened to me yesterday, the first day of summer, and it happened to me already.
Right.
You know, you think, right now, summer's coming. I don't want to look like an old fat Charlie walking around in me shorts, you know, wearing me cream sandals and socks. I want to just lose a little bit of weight, you know.
Oh my God, I can't believe it.
Well, not even. I just want to sit down and feel comfortable.
Unbelievable. Talk about letting the side down.
I'm not letting the
Why
side down.
Why won't you just be a fat middle-aged man like the rest of us?
I'm not letting the side down.
Unbelievable.
If you let me finish, I'll tell you.
You're trying to be young and trendy and cool and look good.
I'm the boss.
Why don't you just accept like the rest of us? We'll never look good.
I'm trying. I'm fucking trying. Right? I guess what? And if you let me finish, I'll tell you yesterday,
right.
The first day I woke up, I said, that's it. And by the way, fuck off with your accusing me of ambition.
Yeah,
right?
You literally were the man who taught me how to give up on your dreams.
Yes,
and now you're claiming that, you want to look good because you're wearing a pair of shorts.
I'm not saying
that is just typical of you.
I'm not saying
Why can't you just look like a man who's spilling out of his own clothes like the rest of us?
Oh my God, okay, excuse me, bollocks, Brett. The whole truth of what I'm trying to say is that don't you dare accuse me of ambition. Trying to look young. I just want to make sure I just want to be able to not have to buy new trousers. That's all.
So it's money thing.
We're talking about losing an inch, one inch, so we can gain a couple of hundred quid.
So you're actually looking to gain pounds. I don't want to spend any.
Yeah, I just don't want to be fully ashamed of myself. I don't mind being a little bit embarrassed, but not fully ashamed.
Yeah.
But the problem is that it's the worst time of year to do it in a way, because yesterday I was like, right, that's it. I'm coming out now. I'm going to lose a little bit. Just not go mad now, not fully behave. You know, just like I won't have chocolate for every meal, you know.
Yeah.
And then literally you look out, see the sun, and Kelly goes, "Do you want an ice cream?" I went, "Yeah, three ice creams. I want three ice creams I had on the way home."
Yeah.
Three.
Because
an Oreo cup and a Snickers thing and this little Bueno thing. I says, I keep that for the kids. It was gone. Two bites, it was gone.
Because I do agree on one side of it, and that is the kind of you want to look. You want to look good now, right?
Yeah,
which means you would have had to have done the work before.
Before.
Now the trouble is, we do tend to have the same answer to two different problems.
Yeah, we moved the goalposts.
So one of our problems is the fact, oh my God, it's dark and it's cold and it's dank and it's awful out there.
Can't
as well. And
yet,
God, how would you cheer yourself up? We better have something to eat. Better take in a load of calories.
What else is there
to do?
Right. We can't be expected to lose weight and a freeze in their
size. Of course. Absolutely. And then, of course, you get around to the good part of the year where it's warm and sunny and glorious and look at that. I'm sure you'd have to be out drinking your face off somewhere or eating a load of ice creams or whatever.
If
you didn't enjoy yourself while you get such a small opportunity to do it.
If I didn't drink five lagers and an ice cream, I wouldn't even go out. How would I enjoy it?
So, ultimately, we arrive at the same answer to two different problems.
Yes.
It's amazing that.
It is, yeah. I'm just glad that we can both accept it's not our fault.
Oh, obviously.
Either time.
Obviously. I
either
mean,
time,
nature literally has designed the seasons to kind
and
of work against you.
And then you're up against the societal pressures, as you've noticed. You know, you say, I wouldn't mind losing a centimetre.
Look at bloody George Clooney
over
there.
So what you're saying is you want me to feel like a fat shite, is it? No.
Oh, you're leaving behind your fat friends, are you?
Yeah,
you all over.
Next thing you'll be
running with the slim crowd.
Ah, yeah, look at you. I showered every day. When I'm sweating, you flippin' show off. Look at you.
Hoity-toity.
Look
at that. I can close both of my buttons well. Yeah. Bully for you.
Yeah, good for you. I had a salad yesterday. Are you proud of yourself?
Oh.
Yeah. Why don't you wear the leaves in your ears so we can all know about it?
Yeah. That's, again, something that actually speaks to something we've talked about before. The difference between women's friends and men's friends.
Yes.
You know, women's friends would absolutely be encouraged. You look great, Marjorie.
Yeah, two to the
stasis.
And then when they go into WhatsApp groups, you're not going to believe.
State of Marjorie. She turned around. I thought, oh my Jesus, what's up there happening there?
You won't believe who's licking the Caesar salads now. Yeah, but you're right, though.
Maybe you're right, actually. Maybe you're right. Maybe it's to their faces. But generally speaking, you know, you get that supportive thing of like, not at all. What did you lose?
You don't even need
You lose a quarter of a pound. Oh, that's fantastic. Sure, that's brilliant.
You look great. You don't look like you've lost weight. You didn't need to. But you do look great. You look different in a healthy way. You know.
Whereas, you're right. With lads, it'd be like, sure, what are you trying? Sure, you're a fat, but you'll never.
Yeah.
Don't be ridiculous. Look at the stadium. What are you going to do if you're a pound? No, it's not going to make any difference to your head. You're still going to have that stupid head in it.
It's just want to look skinny and ugly as well instead of fat. You're right.
Very difficult to find motivation or you know, a support group among your peers.
Yeah. And then you go the other way, you know, where you fall in with the wrong peers and, you know, they go, oh, what do you mean you're drinking, eating ice creams for breakfast? What are you talking about? Yeah, just because I like them. Ice cream for breakfast. Jeez, Jim Bunny lads be there. What are you talking
about? Oh, yeah.
You can't be doing that. Do you know how many hydroglycerides are in that? I don't know what that means. You don't even know what a hydroglyceride is. No, I don't.
And do you know many
There's 300,000 hydroglycerides in a Snickers Mars bar. If you're supposed to have one of those every 6 months, how many do you have for breakfast? Eight. Fucking eight.
I'm surprised you know any gym bros.
Not anymore. I used to, you know, the day. I don't really see them anymore. They don't talk to me anymore. I let them down. I've disappointed them. Like I do with all people in my life. I build a community. I'll build up their trust.
Yeah.
Slowly disappoint them. Utterly disappoint them. And then move on to the next community. Yeah. Sort of an emotional parasite.
Remember when we had a small period in our lives where we were sort of...
We were doing okay. We were eating well and everything.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now, the thing about it is, right, I always felt that, you know, I was doing it against my will. In other words, I never lost the desire for pints
and crap,
especially kind of like, you know, savoury snacks or basically any form of cooked meat, really.
Yeah.
Whatever, you know, it might be. So I never kind of lost that. I never got into the thing
of
loving you know, broccoli and loving.
I got into loving it, but it still just meant I wanted that as well.
Exactly.
That's the thing. Yeah. I honestly did. I found
ways. Do you think anybody does? Do you think anybody actually genuinely loves the idea of having a leaf?
Yeah, I do. I think there's awful fuckers out there. I do. I think there's people. I remember seeing was this person on Instagram, and she was showing us how to make ice pops out of watermelon juice, and I was like, just eat a fucking ice cream, like seriously. Yeah. And she was doing all. And if you do this and you put it into the blender, and then don't add any sugar. In fact, you have to get the dog to suck the sugar out of it, and then you have to put it. And she was showing, and this is a really tasty sort of citric, or you know, they know the names of these fruits you would never hear. Citric oil, and you can put a seed of a flower into it and whatever, and then you get the oil essence, and then you put it into the freezer. And then in the next day, you have two ice creams. It's taking 40 minutes to prepare this.
Right.
You know how much you get? You get a bite and a half out of them. A bite and a half.
I know.
And then, and it's watermelon.
And how long have I spent on this?
And there's more flavour. There's more flavour in a stone than there is in a watermelon. You know, if you pick a rock up off the ground and lick it, you'll taste something. Yeah. It might be worm shit. It might be the taste of a hole.
Yeah. A dog might have had a slash on it.
A dog might have had a piss in it in 20 years. You'll taste something. But a watermelon, it's just a glass of fucking water.
Wow.
It's like, it's just ice. It's literally just ice. There's no flavour.
Just the joy if there was somebody out there who represents, who was part of the watermelon
Appreciation Society of Ireland.
Who's going to write into complaining off the back of that.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
You're right.
I'm from the Watermelon Annual National Congress, wank. And I think what Gallagher's saying is ridiculous. To say that watermelon is literally tasteless just shows he's had poor quality watermelon.
What a philistine he is. They probably weren't even organic.
Yeah, I wish I could stick a watermelon in your mouth.
But the other thing is, you know the way they always do the nature thing? That always comes into it, you know what I mean? Like, to stick to nature and stick to all these kind of things and, you know, and natural stuff and all that. You know, it's meant to, that's somehow meant to be the right way to eat. But the fact of the matter is, your body wants salt and sweet.
Yeah,
and,
because
you know all that sort of stuff.
Your body thought, so your body thinks it's going to die all the time.
So why can't you just have the things, like, you know, the stuff that's supposed to be good for you, like a watermelon and a broccoli? Why can't they just have, you know, salt and whatever those weird flavors that you, whatever that, what's it called? What is that? Salt, sweet,
salt.
Edamame. Well, I don't know. Yeah. Whatever the
salt,
things
sweet,
are.
And shitey foods. Shitey foods. Yeah, that's what you want.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's the problem, isn't it? That's the problem, isn't it? It's like the foods that make you live the longest are the foods that make you not really care about being alive.
Yeah.
And the foods
that make you want to die.
Yeah, and the foods that make you feel the joie de vivre, you know, are the foods that kill you quicker. You know,
yeah.
Or at least make you not fit your jeans. So it's it's that horrible paradox
nature's winding us up, I reckon, a lot of the time.
Yeah, and it is because, isn't there some actual science behind the fact that our bodies want the worst stuff because it's the high calorie, highest calorie.
Because it thinks it's going to starve or whatever.
Evolutionarily didn't know when our next meal was going to come from, therefore we're pre-programmed to eat shite. Because it's so calorific that you could last for longer till your next meal on a bit of shite than you could have a fucking watermelon ice pop, for instance. You know?
Yeah, like, that's not getting your average hunter-gatherer anywhere.
And always, and I know this is a terrible test to go by, right? But if your dog won't eat it, it's not tasty, right? That's a fact.
Right.
Because your dog can eat anything. I've seen my dog eat another dog's poo, right? So there's flavour in that somewhere.
Wow.
Now, we wouldn't appreciate it. But the fact that you can give it a watermelon ice pop to a dog and you lick it and go,
Jesus Christ.
That's
where's that chihuahua?
What you make that puddle hard for? You know,
it's
the
true.
Fact that, and whereas if you give a dog, you know, a chocolate or an Easter egg or and you shouldn't, I know, but you know, but you can see the crack he's having. You can't deny he's having the crack.
Oh, he is, yeah, yeah.
Like, sure, when you give a dog a chocolate, though.
You see, that's where I thought you were going with that original statement, where you know, about nature. I thought you meant, like, nature wanted you to have, you know, the high calorie crap so that you die. Because nature's attitude is, well, you don't want them hanging around forever, you know what I mean?
Yeah, well,
like, give them, I don't know, give them 70 years, 80 years, 90 at a push, and then get rid of them.
It's probably a
get
bit of
some
that,
new one along.
Yeah, come on, yeah. Liver disease wasn't created for no reason. Come on.
You know, I mean, if they all hang around, the place would be fucking jammed.
Yeah, they're wrecking,
I mean,
the gaff as it is.
Move them on.
Yeah, like all the diseases are like, I'm going through them as quick as I can, but they keep eating watermelon ice pops. Yeah.
Wow.
So you're
saying if watermelon ice pops are the cure, you'd rather have the disease?
I'd rather have the disease, yeah. Yeah, I would, yeah.
I somehow reckon we're never going to be invited on to any sort of, you know, I don't see a situation where, what do you call them, Vegward, where the happy twins where they're going to invite us onto their food.
No.
We're unlikely to be.
But they're full of shit as well, though. And that's the thing, right? Aren't they? Isn't that the truth, though? Like, in a way.
No.
Aren't they in trouble for coming up with mad
stuff? No, they're not full of shit. Their bodies are temples.
Yeah, but, like, I mean, you know, sort of verbal toxins.
Did they
get in trouble for saying that things cause...
They're probably up to their ears in watermelon ice pops.
I don't doubt it. I know they're healthier than me. They'll live longer than I ever will. But trust me, I'm having a better time.
Yeah.
No, that's not. I know people will say.
You were a vegetable for a while, weren't you?
I was vegetarian. Yeah. I was. I was a vegetarian when it was hard to be a vegetarian.
Yeah.
It's not hard now. Everywhere else, I was a vegetarian where you went in and all there was a goat's cheese tartlet.
Yeah.
I had 5 million of them fucking things. Over about 7 years.
Wow.
You know,
that's incredible.
That was it.
Yeah,
that was
basically
the only option.
It was that, or do you want a slice of toast?
And God forbid you were beyond the M50 and you were a vegetarian. You asked for a veggie burger and they just pulled the meat out and gave you the lettuce and ketchup in a bun.
With a bit
of onion and some tomato.
With some meat juices.
A meat juice.
I
pulled it out there. You know, I was a vegetarian when people said, I'm a vegetarian, I don't eat meat, they'd go, no worries. And they bring you a roast chicken.
No, it's not proper meat. It's white.
It's chicken.
That'd be all right for you.
It's just a feathered fruit.
I don't have any fish.
I'm
a vegetarian.
But fish.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We don't have any fish. Will you have a bit of chicken?
Yeah, but sure, a fish is as thick as a banana. You know, that was what it was like then.
Yeah, where they basically came to the table with two full burgers and they just took the burger out one and put it
the other lad.
Put it the other lad. Put it the other lad's
Jim
place.
Jim will have two. You'd love that. I would actually give you two anyway.
I wish I knew you then when you were a vegetarian.
Yeah.
I'd have it like royalty.
Jim will have two. Yeah. So I was going to give Jim two anyway, but I thought you'd want one.
Oh,
different planets. Yeah, different planets.
Absolutely. Well, there you
anyway,
go.
Anyway, don't take our advice on anything. Remember, the World Health Authority will tell you that we're absolutely... ironically, they'd probably say we're a pair of cabbages, which is good for you.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim. With
InsureMyCars.ie. Get low prices and save on your car insurance today at
InsureMyCars.ie.
For a lot of people, you might be mid-ablutions at this stage. You might be preparing for your day and going about your morning routine. And part of your morning routine, naturally, is to... You know, get yourself, spruce yourself up, make yourself ready to take on the world.
But you don't know what you're doing.
No, you're doing it wrong.
You're doing it wrong.
If you've just stepped out of the shower, you may get back in again.
Get back in.
Because you've done it wrong. You're not clean.
Sort yourself out, you dirty article. That's according to the newspapers today. They say that 80% of us, 80% of us, are unaware on how to shower properly, how to wash ourselves properly.
Wow.
In loads of different ways. Some people have no idea, Jim, the order of the products that they're supposed to use. No idea.
Products plural.
Yeah. Some people, apparently, they say, are getting in and they're putting shower gel in their hair before shampoo. I mean, it's a wonder that doesn't start fire. It's a wonder it doesn't start fire.
Right.
And then other people, they say, I'm worse still. If you didn't think it could be worse than that. I certainly didn't think it could be worse than that. Some people are putting conditioner in before shower gel and before shampoo.
Oh my God, I tell you something.
I mean,
straight to confession with you.
Seriously, just hand yourself into the guards, man. You lunatic.
Okay, in the condition thing, you can kind of understand it. That was always the idea. I mean, even back in the days when I had hair, that was considered the norm. When you know, shampoo and then condition. But
I don't even know why anyone
so whatever
uses
about
any
that,
of these things.
But I mean, what else could you be doing wrong in the shower in terms of washing yourself?
Well, unbelievably, right?
Yeah.
Some people are so under pressure with their working day that they can't have a shower without checking their phone. So they're not washing themselves properly because they're literally checking emails
while standing in the shower.
Yeah, or they're in the shower when they should be washing themselves, genuinely going, How's it going, artificial intelligence? Please play rock and roll music. Or please put on the radio. Yeah, you know. And they're not paying attention to themselves. So they're not washing areas. This is genuinely, like, in the story, whether
what
it's
is
true.
What is this, like, in the newspapers?
Yeah, it is, yeah, yeah.
Wow.
And they're like, so they're going, you know, excuse me, artificial intelligence. I need to have washing myself music or I'm going to get it wrong. And they're not concentrating.
Play my Wash Me playlist, please.
Yeah, Wash Me playlist, thank you, yeah. Top 10 soaping up yourself hits. Yeah.
You see, I thought this was going to go down the route of, like, you know, oh, there, people are forgetting that, you know, there's, I don't know, nooks and crannies where bacteria can lurk or whatever.
But like your legs. Your legs is mentioned as well.
What do you mean your legs are mentioned?
A huge amount of people do not wash their legs. They wash their feet. They wash their...
top of their leg area.
They wash their top of their leg area, their underpants around surrounds.
Right.
But they don't actually wash the leg. They don't wash it at all, ever. They don't even think about it. It's as if their legs don't exist, as if they're hovering.
Do you not just push your hands down your legs to get to your feet in the first place?
They do not. They go straight. They lift the foot up. They lift up the foot.
Yeah, but I mean...
Which is another hazard.
So there's a whole demilitarised zone between your ankle and your hip, is there?
There is.
That people are ignoring.
They're washing themselves like flamingos, arching up their legs and standing there on one leg in the shower, which they're saying is a health and safety disaster.
Well,
so hang on a second.
To be fair... If you're not going on one leg to get at your foot, they're saying that's safety, that's an issue.
Yeah, yes.
So what happens if you can't bend down far enough to get to your feet?
You just have to leave them.
Get a chair then.
Guess someone needs help.
Yes.
Yeah, get a foot rinser. A lot of people don't wash their feet either. They just sort of scrub them around. They just kind of pitter-patter them in the soapy water. And hope for the best. Yeah, yeah, that's a thing.
That's a bit ropey.
That's a thing. So they're giving us this idea, this image of somebody who walks into a shower and I don't know if this person exists, you know, the way they're saying it, putting shower or shaving gel in their hair because they're not paying attention, watching a television screen through the misty glass, lifting up their feet while they're, like, you know, rinsing themselves with very dangerous loofahs. You know, whatever, as if we're taking our life in our hands. I don't think it's quite that bad. Yeah. Most people are quite clean.
I mean, as technical things go, washing yourself wouldn't normally be up there now, I have to say.
And it's not really a high-pressure situation. It's not like, oh, there's no loofah. Oh, give me the French stick I got from Spar yesterday. You know, it's not really that high-pressure, I don't think. I don't know anyone who's checking the emails as they're going in the shower.
Yeah, that's weird.
That's
bringing
true.
Your phone into the shower would be a
I
weird
I don't
one.
Think that's
I mean, surely
true.
To God, that's what the toilet's for.
Yeah, but that's your office, isn't it? Not only people like... I know it's terrible. People say, like... I get a message from someone, I get it later. And then someone will send me another message and it'll be like, come here, did you get a chance to see the email? And I used to lie, but now I'm as honest as it can be. I just go, I haven't done a poo yet.
I haven't quite made it to the office.
When I need to do my ablutions, as Jim McCabe calls them, I'll answer your mail.
Glory Days. It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova with
InsureMyCars.ie. Get low prices and save on your car insurance today at
InsureMyCars.ie.
Rude words are making a comeback, you know. They're starting to become more popular again.
Really?
Yeah, they're good for you. It's good for you. Swearing and dirty mouths, words and all. Oh, the flipping this and the fart and that and everything. Oh, I tell you, they're coming back.
Right.
Researchers have found that they are good for your health, and not only good for your health and help you, like, you know, expunge your inner hardships of getting them out. They're cathartic in that way. They actually make you physically stronger as well.
Wow.
And they did tests where they tested people's grip when they were just, like, you know, trying to do it silently, as opposed to when they were trying to twist something and go, yeah, you flipping bag of twisted yoke me jobs and all.
Yeah.
You know, they did. It's very hard to talk about this and not...
Without actually swearing.
Get in trouble and not actually swear. And they were, the top swear words, we can't obviously go into them, we'll definitely be sacked. But one of them is with an S and the other one is with an F. There's quite a lot with an F now. Disgusting words altogether. And then it lists where it's acceptable to curse and where it's not acceptable to curse.
Oh.
And obviously in your own home, you can say anything you want, you know.
Right.
Look at that effing microwave, I piece of poop. That's why I shouldn't have paid all that. fart money on. You know, right. You can do all of that. That's up to you. So that's a completely acceptable place. Whereas, you know, in front of children, especially children that aren't your own, is one of the worst. It's frowned upon to a huge degree, which I guess makes sense. You know, there's nothing worse than when, you know, what is there? When children always think it's funny. That's the hardest part, isn't it? The kids never really mind. It's always the adults.
Yeah, they get a kick out.
We all had that one uncle.
Bit of rule breaking.
Yeah, we all had one dirty uncle that used to come in, you know, to the house. Didn't we? And, you know, your parents wouldn't want to be cursed, and he'd come in and go, "Oh, how's it going? You won't believe the effing state of the absolute."
Yeah, you're a mad little bit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I tell you, I nearly gave him a tinky winky in the fire. You know, there's a, we always, and you thought it was hilarious, and you were watching your ma get all embarrassed. And
yeah.
Saying, we don't use that language in front of the children. And you go, "No, never mind those little flippers."
Right.
Yeah, so we, that's the worst place. And then, of course, in, with clients and in work.
I was just going to say, I would have thought workplace would have been top of the no-no list.
Well, this is case in point. I'm terrified now even talking about this. Yeah. I'm going to get sacked. I won't get sacked. You'll get sacked for not controlling me.
Absolutely. But come here. I suppose it does depend a little bit on your workplace. Like,
true.
You know what I mean?
That is true.
I'm sure it is different working in a, I don't know, bank compared to working on a building site or something, or in terms of how acceptable the, you know, the language might be.
Well, it's true. If you work in a bank and you're cursing at people, it's not going to be acceptable. Whereas if you're a football manager, it's sort of got, it's part of the territory that you're going to curse at people. You know, "Jim, would you flip and do the farting thing I'm about to tell you now? I can't."
Yeah.
Yeah. Listen. Yeah, you tick. You know the way you get that.
So it says
you wouldn't talk to someone in the
home
bank. Fill in the form. I'm not telling you to fill it in. Do it over there with the pen. You bleeding dope.
Yeah.
You
know, so they're saying the most acceptable is at home, and the least acceptable is what? Is work? Is it?
In front of children or in a shop, a member of staff in shop.
Ah, that's the least acceptable,
which is fair enough. Because no one wants to be cursing someone out. But even casually, I suppose you shouldn't do it. You know,
right.
Excuse me.
What about if you're
this absolute flipping piece of rubbish?
Well, can I just ask one final question on it? What happens if you're using that particular vernacular? If you're using the swear words, but in a positive sense, like supposing you want to say to somebody, "Do you know something? That meal was effing brilliant." You're a brilliantly. You know,
I've had.
You're right. It's very difficult to discuss this without using the words.
I've had meals in here that look like, honestly, somebody did it, hide it on the plate, and you have absolutely changed it.
Yeah. Suppose you're using it in a positive sense, an endorsement sense,
and
to emphasise just how happy you are with somebody.
Yeah.
And I love you.
Thank you. And you're a big handsome blading becker as well. Fair play to you.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim. With
Get low prices and save on your car insurance today at
You know, we all like to kind of think that we are what would you call it? You know, models of behaviour.
We're all liars. We're all liars. And we're all up to no good. And we're all naughty. And we all do things we shouldn't do. And that's the truth. Regardless.
As much as we might try to tread the path of virtue.
Yes.
Occasionally you do slip off.
You do slip off. And they're trying to put together what people will confess to. What is the level of thing you betray people with, or you get up to, or not even betrayals, not just stuff you shouldn't do.
Yeah.
And then you hear a naughty list for adults.
Well, exactly. When you hear a naughty list for adults, you think, "Oh, steady here now, careful.
Who are, missus?
Careful. What are we wandering into here?"
Well, it's not nearly as saucy as you may think it is. So the main things that people will admit to when they're asked, like, what you do you shouldn't do, well, it's quite simple. In fairness, it's so undramatic that number one is, "Oh, you never believe it. Sometimes when I have food in the fridge, I still order a takeaway." That's the number one.
Wow.
Come on.
Okay.
You're not fooling anyone.
Right.
That's the rudest thing you do. Number two is, I often, when I say I'm going to go somewhere, then when it gets closer to the time, I say, "Oh God, you're not going to believe what's after happening." And I come up with an excuse. Yeah.
They're in there.
Very undramatic, aren't they?
Wow.
Yeah. And not replying to
that's regarded as naughty, is it?
Yeah, yeah. And one of them is using your work printer for personal items. "Oh, jeez, how dare you. You printed out a form on the local computer. Oh, you know how much a slice of paper is? You know how much a slice of paper is?"
On the local computer.
Whatever you call the computer.
The local computer. The one that's kept in the community centre that we only use at Christmas time when we're putting up the times of the masses.
Unbelievable. And Jim's after stealing a slice of paper out of it.
Absolutely shocking. Shocking. Yeah, I mean, if people knew what I took off the printer, I printed out a few of my books and everything.
I know, yeah.
Most,
I tell you, about three drafts of his manuscripts came out of this office alone.
I'm still reading and go, no, it's not right. In the bin. Again. The thing is, it's not really naughty. None of these things are naughty. These are all very normal things.
I can't believe somebody regards it as naughty that, you know, the fact that you'd order a takeaway when you don't have to. Like, the only reason you could order a takeaway is because literally you've no food in the house.
I'm starving to death. I never, under any other circumstances, would ever order from that junk shop up the road. Wow. But my children have not eaten for 3 days and I found a tenner.
Wow.
So we'll do it. Yeah. As if that's the circumstances.
That's sadly mild.
Yeah, be honest about what you're naughty about. I tell you what I do. I'm an awful old naughty.
Oh, now be careful.
I'm an awful old liar.
Speaking of your book, I've read it. You don't be admitting to much of us now, to be honest with
you. There you go.
Like, we want to try and stay in the air.
Well, you can lash what I'm about to confess to out the printer now. It'll be top tabloid news. I often, when the food is perfectly good, eat it all myself, and she's no dinner, and I say it was out of date, and it wasn't. It was probably a week left on it. Right. I often, when she says, will we watch this show, I often go, no, I'm not watching it. It doesn't look like it's up my street, because I want to watch it on my own and say nothing about it.
Oh, you've already watched it. And then
she wants to watch it. Yeah. Oh, that's sort of, yeah. You know, these are things, these are real naughty stuff.
Yeah,
let's be honest.
That's a bit more naughty, at least.
Definitely.
Like that thing about, you know, somebody says to you, kind of, you know, when you come to dinner or whatever, did you have that for your lunch? And you go, I think a slice of toast.
Yeah,
or something.
Slice of toast, yeah.
Yeah. When in actual fact, you had a Big Mac and you went for a full McDonald's.
I literally am still trying to swallow the remains of a Terry's chocolate orange and a packet of chips. Literally, as you're speaking, I don't even know. Did you eat? No, I didn't. No, I don't know why I've lost my appetite. I don't feel well. I'm not saying I don't feel well because I've had 6 burgers. And the ice cream is melting. I have to go to the toilet.
When you weren't here.
Yeah, I have to go to the toilet and you're sitting there trying to finish the rest of it before you go out.
I mean, out of curiosity, right? I'd be genuinely curious if you're, members of the Nova Nation, I ask you, does any of that qualify? I mean, surely to God, there's stuff that you're doing on a regular basis that surely qualifies. Now, I mean, again, you know, we would prefer if you kept it clean, but, you know, there must be something that qualifies as a bit more naughty than the idea of ordering a takeaway just because you actually have food in your house.
Yeah, one of the things on the list is sometimes I pretend there's someone on the phone and there isn't, so I can leave the room and all. What?
These people must be
the most innocent people ever.
Paragons of virtue.
Yeah, I feel terrible about it. I actually had to confess a confession. On the slice of paper that I robbed from the phone company.
Glory Days. It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova. With InsureMyCars.ie.
Get low prices and save on your car insurance today at
InsureMyCars.ie.
PJ mentioned earlier on, he's a little bit concerned that this hazy sunshine might result in a little bit of wateriness around certain areas of your body, like under your armpits and various other spots like that.
Well,
and who knew that you could, you know, you might have to differentiate your body bits when it comes to trying to keep everything dry and fragrance free.
I have just found out a fact I did not know. Did anybody else know and realise that there is deodorant? Obviously, we understand there's such a thing as deodorant. Before I go, you didn't know there was deodorant smell. I knew there was such a thing as deodorant. What I didn't know was that there's a specifically targeted lower body deodorant for this type of weather. Did you know that?
No. So you're not allowed to use your...
Well, you can do... You're not supposed to. It's designed with your body.
Is your undercarriage different to your overcarriage?
Well, it has its
in
own
terms
specific
of
products
sensitivities
now.
And whatnot. Well, I suppose it would be sensitivities, but, you know, like, so the stuff you spray under your arms shouldn't be going under your belt.
Apparently, people aren't entirely comfortable with the same scent. So, like, if you smell like a regular L Lynx Africa in your trousers, it's apparently off-putting. So they've tried to come up with new scents from the waist down that'll be more acceptable than the ones that would be... this is a tricky one to get right.
I don't know. To borrow a phrase from a deodorant ad, you know, create a buzz, not a hum. I mean, if you're going to be banging out like a load of different fragrances coming off different body parts, I mean, you could end up in a bit of a mess there.
I just think it's mad, isn't it? It's just mad. I never even realised this was a phenomenon. And the fact that the first one I'm after seeing here is a lower body deodorant now. So this is literally from the abdominal down, right? So from the abdominal down, right?
Okay. Lower body.
And the first one I see is coconut and sandalwood. Sandalwood? Who wants their innards of their pants to smell like a shoe?
Yeah, that's what they mean. Maybe the sandalwood is for the very low end of your lower body, as in where your sandals would be.
Well, it all comes off the same
roller,
Jim.
And maybe the coconuts are for the higher part of your lower body, where your coconuts would be.
It doesn't work like that. You don't rub the coconut and switch a button. It all goes on together. And then almond oil. I mean, okay, granted, I understand the smell of nuts coming from your trousers, but it's a strange, you know, choice. Almond oil in your, you know...
Yeah.
Coriander
and
seed.
And do they say that it doesn't work?
Coriander seed. You drop your pen and you smite, and then you, all of a sudden you go, Jez, I'm starving.
Does it say that the stuff that's lower body can't be used upper body either? Does it work both ways?
It doesn't say you can't. You can make your own rules. No one's going to tell you the rules. They're just saying where it's targeted for. Look, if you want, you can wash your hair with shaving cream. It's not recommended, but no one's going to stop you doing it. The point is that they've targeted this particular area of your body with these particular products, and it's completely up to you whether you're, what do you think?
I can't believe this. Ava's just texted to say, there's a new deodorant out that is suitable to spray everywhere. I just saw an ad for it the other day. I thought all deodorants were suitable to spray everywhere.
Isn't that what it was? Do you remember there was the Insignia back in the 80s, used to be the one, and it was like, now we have the all-over smell. So your shower gel, deodorant, your aftershave, it all matched, so you'd smell the same head to toe was basically the plan. Back then, seems to have changed.
I don't know if this is true, but I'm going to tell you anyway. Tommy was, I have a feeling it was a joke, to be fair, but it's a good one. Tommy was on to say, I went and I was trying to get a deodorant the other day, and the lady in the shop said, is it the ball one you want? You know, and I said, no, I want to use an under my arms. You know, as in roll on versus, just for clarification purposes. Fair play to you, Tommy. I enjoyed that.
That's a great mix up to have.
But that's gas, isn't it? Now we're not sure whether. So now you have to differentiate which bits before you give yourself a spray.
Yeah,
and you thought just keeping yourself dry and not smelling a hay was enough.
I thought that is enough for me. That is enough. I know I'm not like Jim. He comes in, he's smelling of cedar and cypress or bamboo shoots.
Cedar and cypress.
Or bamboo shoots or whatever he smells like.
I smell like a tree and the country of Cyprus.
He does. He's got scents that are like, they're stone and all. Scent of stone. You know, you're good at all that stuff. I smell of whatever tree bottles get wrapped sellotape together for a fiver. That's the smell I am.
Where you get a free teapot with it.
Yeah, I smell of red, blue or green.
You've been listening to Glory Days, the best of Radio Nova's Morning Glory with PJ and Jim. Catch the show live weekdays 6 to 10 on FM, online at nova.ie or on the Nova app.
With insuremycars.ie, get low prices and save on your car insurance today at insuremycars.ie.